do. And in fact, Evangel has a YouTube channel if you want to go check it out. I don't know exactly how to. Maybe they can put it on their website. It's called, because I've got four different channels. I got my own personal one, and then my business channel, and the construction. So you're looking it up now.
And I'm typing it in.
And Jack is over there. He can't talk because he's got.
I'm eating a Tangelo, and I've got it all over me. You ought to see.
Yeah, there you. You found it.
Evangel Church Maps Mission Trips. If you search that on YouTube, you should come right up, folks. And yeah, here's some video from all throughout the years.
Right, yeah. Great. From the one we went last year, China, Honduras, Ecuador, Guatemala, all over the world. There's probably 15 or 20 of them on there.
That's crazy.
You know, yeah.
I mean, these are going back to the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
oh, well, actually, awesome. They go all the way back to 1986.
Right. Man.
Yeah, how old are you, Joey?
31. Yeah, so this is before I was born.
Before you were born, yeah, I was going on mission trips. But anyway, it's for a good cause. We go down there and we minister to the people down there as well as build. So and they learn from us and we learn from them. I mean, you know, we live in a very blessed country, and, you know, and I think it's required of us to do things like this, you know, whether
Absolutely.
It's here in Montgomery or Wetumpka or in Prattville or in Secunda, Ecuador. I think it's a great to do it. If you haven't ever been on a mission trip, you need to go, whether it's here in town or overseas.
Well, folks,
everyone is called to the mission field.
Folks, so stop by. It's the corner of Vaughn and Perry Hill here. Easy right. enough to find. Evangel Church.
But don't you enter? Well, you can enter off either street. But
right, right.
And
no,
you
no,
set
you
up.
Have to, you have to enter off of
Vaughn
Road.
Road.
Yeah,
Vaughn Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stop by. Incredible fresh fruit. It's nature's candy.
They're out there right now. They're waiting for you.
And if folks are interested in going on the trip with y'all, is there a way for them
to? No, it's full.
It's full today.
Yeah,
now? Okay.
Yeah, we're taking 30 people, and it's full. I can't take any more.
All right. Y'all should stop by. This is a great cause. They've earned their stripes, too. Like, I mean, yeah. This isn't like you just did this 1 year, 2 years. Like you said, 40 years.
This is our 40th year, our 42nd trip.
Stop by. Jack's already.
Yeah,
he's so good.
I
love Tangelo's.
We got to hit our top of the hour break here, but Jack Temple, thank you for stopping by today.
Yeah, thanks a bunch of good luck.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing by some delicious fruit.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
More news and views, last hour of news and views coming up.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. It could have been a lot worse. That's what officials at the U.S. Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida are saying after three people were shot and killed by a suspect who also died.
This strikes home particularly hard for me as a retired military member. Walking through the crime scene was like being on the set of a movie.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says the shooting happened in a classroom building. Seven people were hospitalized, the facility locked down. A trade deal between the U.S. and China is close, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, who's also weighing in on the latest jobs report.
America is working. We are in an American workers boom with respect to income and wages.
266,000 jobs were created in November, the unemployment rate ticking down to 3.5%. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after four people were shot in Montgomery Wednesday night. Police say 20-year-olds Antoine Daniel Jr. and Dylan White were killed. A teenager is in critical condition. Police say the shooting may be drug-related. Call MPD if you have any information. Ibrahim Yazid, the man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard, was in a Montgomery County courtroom yesterday. This was for a separate case. A judge revoked his bond in a prior kidnapping and attempted murder case from back in March. And Alabama's official state Christmas tree lighting ceremony is tonight at the Capitol. This year's tree is a 40-foot Eastern Red Cedar from Bullitt County. The tree is decorated with 37,000 lights and bicentennial ornaments. The ceremony begins at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Munching on a changelo.
Good for you. Be sure, folks, stop by Evangel Church there in the corner of Vaughan and Perry Hill Road. Buy some of their delicious tangelos, oranges, grapefruits, so many fresh fruits over there. Funds their mission trips to construction projects down in Ecuador. great cause. Be sure to stop by, support them and what they're doing. You know, because it's Friday, first off, I forgot to tell you earlier today, Jack Campbell, when it comes to you.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Thanks, pal.
And a happy new year.
Yeah, I get it. I think I'll have both.
Yes.
No, I love Christmas. And
it's fun. It's fun.
You know, my grandparents used to live in Clearwater, you know, good Yankees from New York who moved south for the winter, and they end up living there. They had a friend that grew oranges, and they would come up every Christmas with oranges, and they also had lime trees, and Ooh. They would bring fresh lime. I mean, it was just...
That sounds delicious.
I know.
Now, as I was watching the Iron Bowl, though, I saw all these promos for CBS playing the classic Christmas movies, like the old animated stop motion Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
So like Frosty the Snowman, and in particular, or I mean, there's the one that the Christmas Without Santa Claus, something like that. I don't remember all the titles. Some of them get weird with like Father Christmas and all these folks, but the one that I remember pretty clearly. It's a weird movie, to be honest, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the classic stop-motion one. Like, I mean, when they go to the Island of Misfit Toys, it's like, I'm a gun that shoots jelly. It's like, well, all right. That's an odd, odd toy. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because never...
There has to be a reason you're bringing it up.
Yeah, I never once when watching these movies said to myself,
this seems problematic.
The Huffington Post recently tweeted out with a link to a video. The holiday TV classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is seriously problematic. Now, how so? How is Rudolph problematic? Because it displays bullying. Racism, homophobia.
You know what I have to say to that?
Not to mention verbal abuse, sexism, bigotry, lack of acceptance, and even exploitation of workers. What do you got to say?
Oh, dear.
Wait, you didn't sense the homophobia when watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No. Because if you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes. So that's for a reindeer.
Well, no, I think what they're referring to there.
I know.
The elf who wants to be a dentist.
Well, Rudolph ended up being a hero. And
right, Rudolph ended up being a hero. The little elf who wants to be a dentist ended up being a great hero of the story as well. And that's the thing. But they go on in this video, courtesy of the Huffington Post, even calling the protagonist Rudolph, not the red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph the marginalized reindeer in the opening montage. Viewers are noticing the tale may not be so jolly after all, and they're sharing their observations online. God, you people are miserable.
I mean, oh, Yeller dies in the end. That wasn't a very...
Jack!
It wasn't a very happy story. But these are little happy stories. You know, the guy that nobody respected, and then all of a sudden, he earns their respect. I think it has a happy ending.
So this video by HuffPost collected all these stupid tweets from all these just ridiculous moral busybodies, these preening, censorious nitwits and nincompoops. And some of the things people have to say is, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a parable on racism and homophobia with Santa as a bigoted, exploitative person. Oh, I can't say that word on air. Another accusing Santa's operation of being an HR nightmare, that it's in serious need of diversity and inclusion training. My God, really? Really? So, they have all the examples of all the problematic aspects here. Verbal abuse. Former fans are pointing out Rudolph's father verbally abuses him. Oh, no.
You know, this generation of kids is going to grow up to be a bunch of wimps.
You'll like it and you'll wear it, Rudolph. Oh, oh, oh. That's apparently an example of verbal abuse.
Oh, dear God.
I guess we verbally abuse people on radio all the time. You just verbally abuse Jeff Sessions.
Well, it was warranted. Thank you.
Anything critical is verbal abuse. I'm sorry, being loving doesn't mean always just being nice and speaking in soft tones. Sometimes tough love is necessary. Bullying. Everybody knows from the Rudolph song that the other reindeer called him names and laughed at him. But in the movie, even the reindeer coach piles on. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right? That's also in the song, right?
Yeah, that's in the song.
Yeah. Bigotry. When a doe shows interest in Rudolph despite his red nose, she gets the big old stop sign from her bigot father, who says, "No doe of mine is going to be seen with a red-nosed reindeer."
I'm
amazed that this is a real thing.
I'm amazed it's a story. Who cares what the Huffington Post thinks?
No, what I care about is that these people are so dumb. They're just so dumb. This is the whole point of Rudolph. Guys, how do you tell a story about, if you have a problem with all these terrible bigotries in society, how do you tell a story about those problems? Because isn't the whole point of, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he had a very shiny nose. And you could see it glow and all that crap. And they used to laugh and call him names, didn't let him play in reindeer games. Then what, one foggy Christmas Eve? Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
why don't you drive
my sleigh tonight?" Yeah. The whole point of the damn song in the movie is that they thought Rudolph was useless. They did marginalize and put down Rudolph, and they learned, actually, Rudolph, even though he's a little different, is incredibly valuable to the community and is, in fact, a hero that saves Christmas. Pretty good lesson of don't marginalize people and don't just judge them a book by its cover. The fact that I have to tell the moral of the story to these morons, these little snowflakes, just seems... I read this and was like, this can't be real. This can't be real. My God. I don't know what to say. 272-9228. 272-9228. I think these folks are just hell-bent on not being happy. Like, I just want to be miserable all the time. And don't get me wrong, I've been quite an Eeyore for a lot of my life. Oh, it looks like rain. But... like, I usually try to find something that makes me happy at some point during the day or in the week. I try to look. I complain. I bitch my moan. But then I usually look on the bright side of things and understand, yes, life has its tragedies. Life has its ups and downs. People aren't always nice and friendly to you. Some people will judge you and be mean to you and not like you for all sorts of reasons. But, you know, that's life. Get over it.
So you used to find a black lining in every silver cloud.
Yeah, I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've kind of turned over a new leaf.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of having fun with this whole impeachment thing. I'm having fun with this whole...
well, the only sad thing, report, though, Joey, is this is... this will be redundant, but this is perilously dangerous that these people are doing this.
Right.
I mean, going after a sitting president because...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Rudolph.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it sets a good precedent. I think it's going to blow up in their face, though. That's why I'm kind of happy about it. And it'll be great to theater when it goes to a Senate trial. Should be very entertaining indeed. Apparently, the president and his attorney Cipollone's plan is to be very aggressive with their defense. Very aggressive indeed. And I like the sound of that.
Oh, he's bullying, just like Santa bullied Rudolph.
Rudolph, I'm sorry, your nose is freaky looking. Why don't you come to me? Oh, wait, it's foggy. Hey, Rudolph, I love you.
Give me a break, folks. Give me a break. Dan Black Studios brings you this part of the program. You know, if you got those old family videos, whether it's birthdays, like I've told you folks, my brother, when he was young, no matter whose birthday it was, my birthday, my mom's birthday, my dad's, my aunt, my uncle, my grandfather, one of the cousins, my brother, when he was a young child, and we have video evidence of it, would sneak in, and as happy birthday would come in, happy birthday to you, Will would lean in this little bowl-cut, blonde-haired, mischievous cherub child, and he'd blow out the other person's candles. And he thought it was hilarious. We have that on tape, and we brought it into the digital future. So whether it's a birthday or several birthdays like that, Christmas get-togethers, Thanksgiving holidays, sporting events, graduation, so much that you filmed. There's a reason you filmed it. You wanted to be able to remember those memories and relive them. So bring them out of the analog past, bring them into the digital future, preserve those memories for you and your family going forward, for your kids and their kids, and so on and so forth. Dan Black Studios can take care of that for you, and right now until the end of December, 50% off for all News and Views listeners for all video transfers from analog to digital format. 50% off for all News and Views listeners. So call them today. Tell them you're a News and Views listener. Take advantage of that 50% off. 279-6036.
Yeah.
279-6036 is their number. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design, video editing, training video production, television commercial production, and we've even had lawyers talk about you need to present video evidence at trial. Dan Black Studios can take care of it. Anything to do with video services, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Again, that number, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor. You're of News and Views.
Hey, did you see where Mobile Animal Control Officer was arrested for animal cruelty?
No, we got to get into that.
Well, it's just a short thing, but this guy finds two dogs behind a building, chained up, and they were barking and stuff. And he went out and got a catch pole and beat one of them with it. And it was caught on video, and they fired the guy, and they charged him with animal cruelty, and he should have been. There's no excuse for that. And, I mean, working for the, you know, the animal control people, and he beats two dogs? That's just...
Though, if he wanted to beat dogs, that's a good cover story. I work for animal control. He should have been fired, though.
Well, they did. They fired him, and that's good. And he was, like, 23 years old.
Oh, good God.
You know, you can't...
Keep an eye on that guy.
I'm serious.
You beat animals... People might be next. 272-9228. Merry Christmas, folks. More News and Views with Joey Clark.
How would you say it?
Oh, I would say it, you know, like...
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
We'll be right back.
And a Happy New Year.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What are you doing this weekend, Joey?
Oh, a bunch of nothing.
Really?
You know, reading, watching TV. And
working stuff. Out.
Nah, I usually relax on the weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you drink any, like have a beer? Or?
Maybe one, maybe two, but that's about it. I don't drink that much. I drink a lot in my early 20s. Some folks probably have stories about me falling asleep downtown. That was a common thing. I usually had good friends who looked out for me, but it was embarrassing. Still is embarrassing. When I drink a lot, I pass out. It's just
how
a
I never got a DUI, I do not know.
Goodness, Jack.
Well, I mean, back then, you know, I've been around a long time.
Especially stories. I've heard stories from here in town back then. What, was the drinking age 16, right?
No, never.
18.
19.
19, okay.
And then with the highway, the transportation department would withhold highway funds from the states unless they raise their legal age of drinking back to 21. But some of them went to 18.
I'm quite familiar with that. When I was at youth legislature, I introduced a bill to fight that.
Well, you were in the youth legislature?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
First year, I didn't get much attention. Second year, I got nominated for nationals because of that bill. I argued it pretty well.
Interesting. Oh, you're such a nonconformist that I would think you wouldn't do youth legislation.
No, I thought it passed the House with flying colors. We wanted to pass a resolution to say we're going to appeal to our congressional delegation to go and change this rule to make the drinking age 18. Because if you can serve for your country, these are the basic arguments. If you're the age of majority, by most other standards, you should be able to drink. 21 just seems like a ridiculous age. Let's make it 18. And it passed in the House of flying colors. We actually got to present our bill, argue with all sorts of folks, came up and tried to go toe-to-toe with us. Governor Riley had just spoken, so I'm appealing to, like he said, that we're the leaders of the future. Can't we take the reins? Aren't we responsible enough? And we were making the same argument in the Senate, and they pulled a stunt, because I'm pretty sure the student governor didn't want that bill to bring the drinking age down as part of the official youth legislature bills they've passed. And so they did a voice vote real quick in the Senate, and it was clearly mixed. Uh-huh. But he goes, oh, the nays have it. Bill doesn't pass. Hey, 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 hey! But he wouldn't allow it. I'm like, well, I want a recorded vote. Damn it. I learned about politics that day, Jack Campbell. I learned about politics that day.
Well, I'm very proud of you, Joey. I can't imagine that you would be part of youth legislature, which is as most establishment as you can get, and you're such a non-establishment guy.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. But I even when I was there, I didn't take it that seriously. I really didn't.
Hey, we have a new sponsor.
We do.
Coming on Monday. This will be an eatery.
Mm.
I'll just say that much.
You have me interested.
That used to be something else, and now it's this.
You know, I'm always hungry.
Anyway, look forward to a new sponsorship.
You're such a tease. You're such a tease.
But I actually sampled the wares there yesterday. It was really good.
Now, I just found two stories. There are two kind of, you know, stories, write-ups, facts, sheets here that go together. The first one is presidential politics and how sad it is. The headline reads from the Washington Examiner, analysis, support for Elizabeth Warren nosedives after wealth tax gambit. It's almost like envy doesn't even play for Democrats.
Nobody in this country got rich on their own. You brought your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Oh, shove it up your backside, Liz. I'm tired of that crap.
What? Government means the community.
I can't stand folks who claim they speak for the community and then are very quick to go, and you, Jack Campbell, aren't part of the community. Whoa, unless you give the government money. Whoa there. Tyrannus? But her support is falling fast. It's falling very fast. But the whole idea
I mean, I know Buttigieg looked good in Iowa, but that doesn't say anything. I mean, it says something, but...
He's trying to win over support.
So many people have won Iowa and never went anywhere else.
Right.
So it's not a good gauge.
Well, and he tried to just...
That is a good gauge of organization. I'll say that.
And he's got
but they're putting all their eggs in that one basket.
No, and Buttigieg seems like a very intelligent guy. He's very well-spoken. But he has a lot of... He does have a problem with black support, with African-Americans. And he recently had an event where he had a bunch of black leaders in his area, in Iowa, come and sit down and speak with him. And the audience was... mostly black, and then a young Latino man got up and was like, who said these are the black leaders talking about Pete Buttigieg when there's police violence going on? And he just starts yelling. This older black lady gets up and tries to hit him with her cane to get him to shut up. It's fantastic.
You mean to get Buttigieg to shut
up? No, to get this protester. Who said these are black leaders? Why are they talking about Pete Buttigieg when we've got problems with police violence? And he just grabbed the microphone and wouldn't shut up. Who are these black leaders talking about Buttigieg? And this older black lady, she's like, takes her cane and right, and people have to stop her from hitting him. It's just, it's mayhem. Like, have you seen this? The identity politics really is biting the left in the butt. Cory Booker is now claiming the reason he's not on the debate stage
is because he's black.
Yeah.
Really? It's because he has no support is why he's not on the stage.
Well, why aren't they supporting me, Jack?
He said the National Democrat Party did not do enough to encourage minority participation in the elections. That is, that they are never behind a black or Latino or female candidate.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
It's almost like we didn't have 8 years of Barack Obama. And by the way, Barack Obama was picked by the Democrats, which included the party eventually, over Hillary Clinton. Because Obama was honestly the better candidate and probably a better president than Hillary would be.
Well, she was interviewed the other day. She's not ruling it out.
Oh, God. Yeah, she went on Howard Stern to talk about it. And how politics has just become entertainment. Really, that's what she's saying there is, I'm so boring and terrible on camera, and I wish that we could just go back to a bunch of stiffs talking about high-minded ideals and then acting like a bunch of thugs behind the scenes. Like, if politics wasn't about entertainment, you should look at your husband, Hillary. What was that great moment? It really was a great moment. Was it on Arsenio where Bill did the saxophone playing and all that? Yeah, that stuff's fun. I think Trump is incredibly entertaining. It's to his credit. But we were talking with Jack Temple off the air. I think Trump's true appeal is that he sounds, appeal with conservatives at least, he sounds like a talk radio host. He sounds like a talk radio caller. Like Donnie from Queens.
Joey, Jack, these Democrats are just crazy. You know, if they want to impeach me, they should do it now.
Do it now?
Do it fast.
I love how he owns it.
He's like, just do it. You know, they're doing it only because I told them to do it fast.
It's like, no, they're not, Donald, but I like it. But that's the first story. Elizabeth Warren, her support is nosediving. After she's like, I got a plan for everything. And here's my Medicare for All plan. Here's my wealth tax. People are like, what the hell is that? And then this is a new study. Just some facts from a study done by Dave Ramsey, of all people. Talking about millionaires. And what do we hear? If you have money, it's easier to make money, which is true to a degree. But Dave Ramsey did a study of millionaires. 75% of millionaires grew up in families classified as middle or lower class, or lower middle class, excuse me, by the Census Bureau, according to a Ramsey Solutions survey of 2,000 millionaires. 87% have a college degree, but only 53% had at least one parent graduate from college or a trade school. 79% of millionaires received no inheritance. Oh, wow. It's almost like they're self-made.
Yeah, imagine that.
Only 3% of current millionaires received an inheritance of $1 million or more. 11% received an inheritance of $250,000 or more. So that's not even, you'd think a couple hundred, you can, $100,000, you could turn that into a million easy, but no, only 11%. Receive that. So the vast majority of millionaires, it just turns out that long-term financial success is not about privilege or luck. It can be, but really it's about behavior. Shocking. I know that's rude to certain people. Say, well, some people just are unlucky and have been marginalized and down or out. I'm sure they are. But really, the best way to become rich in this world, if that's what you want, you don't have to go for that.
As Elizabeth Warren, does she have a husband? I think she does.
Yeah.
What does he do?
I don't know.
What is it that you do, Mr. Warren?
What is it that you do, Mr. Number Two?
You want some Ovaltine?
We got to hit another break here.
Really?
272-9228. 272-9228. Democrats are falling apart. Like this morning, they did this press conference on the heels of, you know, Pelosi did the impeachment announcement yesterday. We're now going to be, because of the founders, and I'm very prayerful, we're going to be drafting articles of impeachment against this president. But today, apparently the idea they're not getting anything done is sticking. So they came out with a big Democrat press conference headed by Pelosi. They're talking about climate change and all their agenda and how this president wants to get us out of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm like, no, y'all need to stay on impeachment because your actual policy agenda sucks. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chance is holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Last segment of News and Views. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you?
Darn. Now, Jack, I believe Journey wrote this song about San Francisco.
Okay.
If he had to write this song about San Francisco today, I wonder if it would have the same themes.
Well, I would talk about the lack of porta potties in San Francisco that are requiring people to defecate in the streets.
Yeah.
The homeless, that is.
Right. It's a sad thing going on out there.
Did you see Morris Dees, clearly not one of my favorite people,
mm-hmm.
who founded the Southern Poverty Law, well, co-founder.
Did he ever make a cake for you?
Nobody wrote cookbooks. Sold cookbooks.
Right. Didn't they do the Who's thing or whatever?
That's I don't know what they do. That. But anyway. He was Southern Poverty Law Center. He was forced out. He is now... said in a phone interview Thursday that he did not create the Association for Responsible Gun Ownership. A webpage on their website lists our founder's legacy with the headline, "The man that took down the KKK is now taking up the NRA." He joined the organization.
Okay.
No, he joined an organization called the Justice Center for America, which created Targo.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't found the group. They just asked me to work with them. They're wonderful people. But anyway, well, maybe he'll have great success over there harassing female employees like he did at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Good luck, Marsh, you jerk. He's such a snob.
And Morris, if you are listening.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah.
And a Happy New Year.
I'm not a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, they've done some good stuff.
Sure.
No question.
Yeah, but how did that... It's like, you know, all that stuff was reported that you hinted at.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hint at it. I said it.
Fair enough. He kind of just went quiet. Like, the press stopped covering it for a second.
Well, they forced him out.
Mm-hmm. The reporting on it seems slim. Maybe I just didn't pay attention.
Well, you know, because I used to love Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
Wait, you're saying journalists are people? And so they have their people they like and people they dislike?
They are people, for sure.
Kind of like talk radio hosts?
And I've sat down and I've dined with them. I've had drinks with them. And they're one of us.
You rubbed elbows?
But they are not... They have become editorialists. Even hard reporters have slipped in their editorial comments into news articles. There's not much objective reporting anymore. I mean, there's just not. You read the New York Times, there's so many anti-Trump articles you know, it's ridiculous. And not necessarily in the op-ed section of the paper.
Well, the part that amazed me the most is how they've treated a fellow reporter who worked in mainstream press for years is John Solomon. I've been amazed at how he's been treated. And, you know, it's one thing for Adam Schiff to get phone numbers and call records of folks involved in the investigation, but really, why are you getting the phone logs of a reporter? You're now tying them into your made-up parody conspiracy?
I think he's got some problems with that.
Yeah.
And was it AT&T that he got him from?
Yeah, apparently AT&T, just under the threat of congressional subpoena, gave up the records. They didn't even want to mess with going to court.
That's outrageous.
Though I would... AT&T in their statement said, by law, we have to do this. Makes me wonder what sort of laws or little rules in some, you know, line on page 200-something have been passed when it comes to surveillance and how these communication companies have to cooperate.
Well, I'm sure he intimidated them. I mean, I feel like he did.
Well, that's what I really think about Facebook.
Oh, was there a quid pro quo involved?
Yeah.
Did he bribe them?
Right. Well, when I really think about Facebook, Twitter, Google, and then other bigger communication companies like AT&T and whatnot, I don't really worry about, like, social media. Oh, this person doesn't want me saying this. I'm like, sometimes it's true. People are actually shadow banned and other people are promoted. Sometimes it's like, no, you're just not that popular. Get over it. But what I worry about with those companies is, are they indeed just being data collectors for the intelligence community?
Could be.
In order to have free reign, they've made a deal with our administrative state and our intelligence community in particular. Well, a deal they couldn't refuse. It is government we're talking about, after all. And they provide information, I'm sure, to more than just Congress and people like Adam Schiff. I think I'm right about that. Well, but it's only when they present a warrant.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Sure it is. Right, folks. Wake up! But you can do your own Google searches of Google's analytics. And somebody did, a guy named John Gage. And he came up with this. More people in this past week have searched for Peloton than impeachment. And this, you know, this impeachment thing is going over like a Led Zeppelin. And it actually is. They've not become one of the greatest rock bands of all time. It really is just crashing and burning like crazy. It's the Hindenburg. And yet, I think they did this knowing it was foolish, because they knew not doing it would be even worse. I think their goose is cooked. Is that the phrase? Turn of phrase? Goose is cooked?
Yeah, their goose is cooked.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that before in my life. Their goose is cooked. Because the Horowitz report comes out Monday.
Well, what's good for the goose?
Good for the gander?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, honestly.
The gander's the female, I think.
Oh.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
Anyway, the Horowitz report is going to have you saying all these old chestnuts here. Because I think they're in deep, deep trouble. And all this spin with these leaks they've had before the report came out, I don't think it's going to do any good. I think these folks, well, their goose is cooked. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Final segment of News and Views. Dan Moore's show is upcoming. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hello, Flower Child.
Flower Child.
Now, if you
would
like,
you doing?
Flower Child, I'll extend this to you. Jack was being a bit rude earlier. I mean, I told him. I told him.
How dare you?
If you would like to come and paddle him once, we have a paddle here in studio. You're allowed to do it.
I love Jack. I would never touch him like that.
Well, don't touch me inappropriately, Flower Child. I'm a delicate person. No, so you're calling up to take the other side?
No.
But you can. I won't be upset.
No, I'm not going to talk about Sessions today.
Okay.
But what you were talking about, animal cruelty?
Yeah.
Was it an I missed that part. Was it a animal control officer? Or
yes. Yeah, he was. And he found two dogs chained up behind some building, and they were barking. And he went and got his catch pole and beat one of them with it, and they caught it on video.
Mm.
And not only did they fire him, they charged him with animal cruelty.
Did you know in November 25th of this year, Trump signed an executive order making animal cruelty a felony?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main reason I'm calling.
Good
deal.
Recently.
Yeah.
Say again?
Yeah, he did that right near the Thanksgiving. Of course, then the turkeys are like, what the hell, man?
And I'm sure it's got something to do with Conan. Maybe. I don't know what the timeline was. The dog, you know, the
killing
dog. But I'm glad to see it to be a felony, because those people are warped when they start.
I mean, I can't understand that. When I was a child, I had a dog. And he was in the family before I was. And my mother would put me in, what are those things called? Not carriage, but one of those things you can sleep in. Is it a bassinet?
Crib.
A crib?
A crib.
But it was outside. It was one you can roll around. Of course, it had
stroller.
A stroller, yeah. And, of course, my mother had a lightning rod on it. But nonetheless... my dog would get out there on the patio, because we had a little tree on the patio, and she'd put me in the shade. I've told, I never saw it. But the dog would get over there and lie under the thing to protect me, and went everywhere I went when I was a kid. This was back before leash laws. I'd go to a neighbor's house. He'd come over there. He knew how to climb the fence. And then he was run over and killed on Air Lane Road, and then he was 12. And then I had another dog that lived to be 11. Then I didn't have a dog for a long time. And I had a beagle, and I had her 13 years. And now I have a yellow lab, had him 2.5 years. I just cannot imagine. Because they ask nothing of you except when it's time to eat or if they want to play ball or something. But all they want's love, you know? And it's just, I can't imagine just beating an animal.
No, I can't either.
I agree with you totally. To me, walking into a house without a dog is like walking into a tomb.
Yeah.
You know, they make that is the one person that it makes their day just to see your face.
I know.
And it's your home. And that was the main reason I was calling about. And I think Joey was talking about the OIG thing.
Yes.
You remember Paul Sperry? He's the one that leaked the name of Eric Ciaramelli.
Yes.
I think he tweeted out yesterday that it's been leaked that there's 104 criminal or not reprimands. I don't know what the word is in the OIG.
Recommendations for indictment?
You know, well, you could go look it up, Paul Sperry Twitter. But it was, 104 criminal and something else, you know, cases that's going to come out on Monday.
That's great.
And remember, I had said that what the left was doing is disinformation, you know, and who knows if they aren't leaking false things to the left, because they always leak like a sieve. Why can't the Republicans?
That's for sure. And, you know, the first narrative is going to be, this is a partisan effort on the part of William Barr to discredit the Democrats. That's exactly what they're going to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I found the tweet. Justice I.G. Horowitz has 104 criminal or administrative investigations of alleged misconduct related to FBI employees opened as of September 30th, according to a new OIG report. The criminal investigations involve, quote, serious allegations of official misconduct, end quote.
Mm-hmm. And since, you know, I think he's pretty much in the know, I think he's a pretty reputable source. And
yeah.
I would believe that. Did it just qualify it as just being FBI, not DOJ?
FBI, yes.
Okay. So there's more to be had with...
yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, and I think this is only a roadmap. This is only, like, at the beginning, it's a treasure map. And this is why Durham and Barr's review of intelligence agencies, beyond just Justice Department and law enforcement, is necessary.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, so they'll go after Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates and all of those, too. That's another area that they're going after. And the one thing I will say to bring up Sessions' name is, and Joey, I think I have another conspiracy caller that calls into the show.
Yeah.
Her name is Anonymous.
She's very famous. Has that best-selling book and everything. I saw it in Books and Million the other day.
Anyway, I would love to talk to her or something like that, because I think she and I are on the same page, you know, is...
Well, y'all can send smoke signals or carrier pigeons through the radio.
Yeah. She called into Dan's show the other day, and it was late.
She called in here, like, last week,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she calls all the shows.
But one of the famous slogans of that group is, where we go one, we go all, which is a saying from the movie White Squall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the JFK's bell on his boat. The WWE one, you know, whatever, is inscribed on his bell, on his sailboat. So, a lot of people say, where we go one, we go all.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But anyway, where I was going with that is...
We only got 20 seconds here.
I know, but Sessions is the one appointed Durham, not Barr.
I understand that.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, bye.
Flower Child, do I know you?
No, but... I wish I knew you, Jack. You're so interesting. You need to write one of these books about Montgomery. I know you got to go. Bye.
Have a good weekend. Well, I'm thinking about it.
I'll help you write that if you want, somehow.
Really?
Yeah. Be fun.
Cool.
Not that you need it.
Well, you never know.